Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who kept coming into her room? Was it her roommate, or was it her roommate's late husband?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, why not share it? We would love to hear it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write in, do it at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, guess where I was last weekend?
You went to the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, didn't you?
I went on the haunted late night tour with it was the extended edition where we went to the morgue.
Oh my God. So how did that go?
It went really well. I thought that the guide was really good. She had good stories. She had some stories that were very interesting and personal, like things that had happened to her. Like she had some things on her phone she showed us. And so it was good. I definitely thought the morgue gave off creepy vibes. And I took some pictures throughout the hotel, of course, as we're going. You know how you always do. You're just taking pictures. And we get down into the morgue, and I had students with me. And they wanted me to take their picture. So they were in this little kind of like an ice, you know, where they would have kept ice before they had refrigerators. Down there. Mm-hmm. It had been the kitchen before it was the morgue. And when that crazy doctor came, or not even really a doctor, he switched it and turned it into a morgue and then used that place. But anyway, they go into this place. It was kind of like a little ice house in there. They want me to take their pictures, and I do. And I snap a couple pictures. And then later I'm looking at the pictures, and one of the pictures is fine, but the other one has this strange kind of smoky look to it in one corner. And so then I enlarge the corner and look at it, and it just sort of looks like a bit of an apparition.
Why don't you
how about
share
if I post them on the
group page? Go to the
on
group
our web page. Our Facebook page.
Yeah, go to that Real Ghost Stories Online group. And
okay. And then
there.
See what you guys think.
Yeah.
You know, that's I'll show you an enlargement, you know, kind of so you can see what we're thinking about that. But it was really interesting. But then the next day, of course, my students are all going through their pictures. Everybody wants a ghost, right? Somebody took a picture in a mirror and they're like, who is this person? Like, we couldn't figure it out. Like, we're looking at this. There's kind of a person standing behind everybody in this picture, and everybody's going, who is it? We just don't remember anybody there. And I'm going, gosh, I never seen that person, you know, with us last night. And then finally one girl looked at it and goes, well, Mrs. Gordon, it's you. And I thought, well, no wonder I didn't recognize myself.
Normally one does.
I was like, oh, but it was kind of weird because everyone else had regular skin tones and everything. But I do not. Like, I look really ghostly in it. I don't know what's going on. I'm still not quite convinced it was me. But anyway.
Okay, can you send me that one? Or can you post that one too?
I can get it. One of my students took it, but I can get it from her.
Okay, I want to see that one.
And you can decide if you think it's me.
Because then
or
it
not.
Could be like, obviously, Kathy, that was you. Or I could be like,
but it's
what the fuck,
weird
Kathy?
Because everybody else in this reflection that they took it, because it was like they took a reflection picture. Everyone else is there and they all have, you know, flesh tones and their skin and stuff. But this one behind looks really gray. It was really weird.
That
so,
is creepy.
Anyway, we went. It was fun. Eureka Springs is very haunted. And so
very
I highly
so.
Recommend a good Eureka Springs trip to fill the haunted soul.
Yeah, it's really, it's a very adorable little town with lots of cool places to go. And they've got a ghost tour of the town that you and I went on. Mm-hmm. That was really
And it was
interesting.
Good. It was a good one.
It wasn't so spooky necessarily, but it was very informative. And mm-hmm. yeah, definitely. I believe a lot of those places were haunted.
And right at the end, they took us into a tunnel. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was creepy.
Didn't like that.
Like if we had been left down there for a little bit by ourselves, I would have been totally creeped out. It and the town does kind of after dark get a creepy vibe to it, just in
yeah.
general.
Yeah.
You know.
But I would highly recommend it. There's lots of great places to eat.
Oh, it's so fun.
Kind of like an old hippie town too.
Oh, yeah.
Got this real interesting history because people would go there back in the day. At the Crescent Hotel, and there was all these wonderful cures. The spring water was going to provide all of these people. So if you drank out of these springs, they have springs all over the town, these natural springs, and you're going to, you know, basically your hair is going to be more luxurious. It's going to fix what ails you.
Then it ended up that this crazy man took over who was not really a doctor. He just took some correspondence course, I think, for a couple months. And then he goes down there. He'd actually kind of just been a snake oil salesman type mm-hmm. of guy and had made a lot of money, buys this place, and then tells everybody he can cure cancer. And so everybody flocks in.
Right.
But it costs you $5,000. And $5,000 back then.
A lot of money.
Like, now, don't get me wrong, people. $5,000 to me is a lot of money today. But back then, that would have been a lot of money. And he, you know, got that money. And then he ended up, you know, people went ahead and died, even though he was just giving them these nutty cures of ground up watermelon seeds or whatever. And then they would die and he would do these weird autopsies on them and put the tumors and organs in jars and they buried them outside. So it's a whole story, yeah. People. I'm telling you, it's fascinating.
Well, we've got a story today, and this one, okay. She was on an episode, I can't remember when it was, but this is very familiar to me, but so recently she was on, and she had talked about hearing voices at night, like you could hear the voices, and so okay. She said, "Hi, y'all. I want to answer your questions about if I miss the voices I heard nightly, and the answer is yes." So I think we were talking about it and it was like, would you miss them when they're gone? You know, do you
Yeah, that's right. Because we wondered, if I recall, she grew up with them, right?
That's what I'm thinking. That's
and she'd
her.
Always had them. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we asked if we wondered if that was an issue to not have that constant companionship there of those spirits.
So she said, I often think about who the man and woman could have been and why they followed me from place to place. I'd gotten so used to them putting me to sleep that I used to leave the TV turned on, and now I play podcasts to fall asleep to. I thought they left me until I sent you that last email. Interesting. The night I sent it in, I was lying in bed listening to your podcast, which I think is so funny because I have a friend who, she didn't even know I did this podcast, and then she just found it one night, and she's like, this might sound weird, but I like to go to bed listening to ghost stories. And then one night I came across this one called Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm like, oh my God, it's Carol. Yeah, which I think is kind of funny. So the night I sent it in, I was lying in bed listening to your podcast. I have a curio cabinet in the corner of my room. It's one of those where you have to touch the hinge to turn the light on or touch something. There was a typo there, and I would think it was hinge, but you have to touch something to turn the light on. So all of a sudden, for the first time in 10 years, the light just turned on by itself. If I'd have thought about it, I should have used it to ask questions or ask for it to be turned back off, but I didn't, and I kicked myself for it. I waited about a month before writing to see if it would do it again, making it more like a short but nothing. So I like to think that it was them telling me hi and they were all still there. Or it could be the visitor of my next story.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Since the events of my last story, life has happened. And I got married and divorced. Jody, my BFF from my first story, is a widow. Her husband died in a motorcycle accident. We moved in together, and now I stay in the room her late husband used as an office and his gaming room. One night I was asleep when I was awoken by the sound of my door opening. The door isn't completely level, so it makes a lot of noise when opened or closed. When I woke up, I saw who I thought was Jody standing in the doorway. She was backlit by the light coming from upstairs, so all I could see was her silhouette. She didn't say anything, and it wasn't sleep paralysis, because I sat up on my elbows and asked her if she was okay and needed something. But still, no answer. I asked a few more times before I said, I don't have time for this. I rolled over and went back to bed. Which you would, because you just think it's her. It's like, quit messing with me.
Well, she wasn't scared.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't feel like it was anything, you know, irregular
there. She really felt like it was her roommate.
Yeah.
Later that night, I had to go to the bathroom. Getting older sucks. I never had to wake up in the middle of the night before turning 45, but I digress.
Amen, sister.
To get to the bathroom, you have to walk through a room where the sink and vanity are and another room where the tub and toilet are. To keep from totally waking up, I usually turn on the lights in the vanity room and sit in the dark. As I was sitting there doing my thing, I heard footsteps walking into the room. I said hello, but no one answered. It unnerved me so that I tucked my feet behind me. I'm not sure why, but I thought that would make me less noticeable. After a few minutes of sitting there quietly, I decided that enough was enough and I was going to see who or what was out there. When I went to investigate, there was nothing. The next morning, I asked Jody, rather angrily, why she kept coming into my room. She said she had not come downstairs at all last night, and her 8-year-old confirmed they'd both been upstairs the whole night. I said, that's not true. You opened my door and stood there not saying a word. She swore that it wasn't her. I have to believe her, as I've lived with her for a while now at this point, and she has never done anything like that before and isn't one for playing tricks. I can't even get her to play April Fool's tricks with me on anyone. We talked about it a little more and came to the conclusion that it must have been her late husband. He was about her same height and stature, so it would have been easy for me to have mistaken him for her when silhouetted. That night, I went to bed and awoke to see a black shadow at the end of my bed. It was not shaped like a person, just like a floating mist that started to make its way up the bed. I kicked at it and said it needed to leave, that it was not welcome. It disappeared, and I moved upstairs to the sofa for the night. He slash it hasn't come back to visit me since, and I can't say that this one I will miss. I hope to write in more soon. Take care, Jesse. So that's interesting. Obviously, Jesse is open to picking up on things.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Jody's husband did pass away. She was sleeping in what was his room. That was his office. That was his gaming room.
Right.
So I could see that happening. She definitely felt like someone was silhouetted in the doorway and came in the bathroom.
I definitely do not think that this was these earlier ghosts, men and women ghosts.
No. I think it's
because
separate.
I think she would have recognized them, don't you?
I think so.
And didn't they manifest themselves differently than this one?
Well, she could hear them talking.
She could hear them talking. And it wasn't like, I don't remember this kind of black mist business and things like that. That shadow stuff, I think, is disturbing.
I don't know what it is exactly, but I've been hearing a lot of that lately. And I think it could be the husband. She's in his house. He's like, what are you doing in my house? What are you doing in my room?
And maybe that light turning on in the curio cabinet was just like, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think ghosts have a sense of time. I don't know. Maybe they do. But I would guess that you could flip on the light like I'm here, and who knows, it might take them 3 weeks to do something else.
And it, you know, if it was the husband, not that he was out to do anything mean to her, I think maybe, you know, you're in my house with my family and wanting to check to make sure she was okay. Like, not
well,
a threat to
well,
his.
And she's the one who seems to be able to sense them, communicate mm-hmm. them, hear them, see, you know, where maybe the other people in the house don't. He may be around the other people all the time.
I don't know. It just seems like that makes sense to me that it would be him.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm so glad that Jesse got back with us.
And
I love it when people do that.
I do too.
Let us know some of those questions, you know, answers to some of those questions we have.
And I think that's great that she's living with her friend, because I got the feeling her friend really needs her. And it's yeah. probably helping them both out financially. And I think that's great. So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com and try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.